It's a cool song, right?
Yeah.
I just saw Whippoorwill talking to a bear. Blame it on the altitude. Some psychedelic stuff right there. Whippoorwill. Questions? No? Sir? Do you mean like, why do I move around so goddamn much? Well, I'm not... I think the question is sort of, why or when? Yes, did I start moving a lot physically while I played? I think I always did. I always did, I'm pretty sure. And I always move way more than I think I am. I see videos of me back because you know I stay up at night and Google myself. I've seen videos of myself for various reasons, none of which I can defend, I'm sure. And it always annoys me how much I move. Okay. Well, I think generally the musicians I know that have the deep pockets, not financially speaking. Rhythmically speaking, they tend to move in some way. There's something's coming out of the body, but occasionally there are some people who stand stock still and get the job done, and just as well as anyone. So I think it's totally personal. For me, it's involuntary, and sometimes I think it gets in the way. I think sometimes there's actually tension coming through some of that movement. Oh. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so was I always kind of loose and emotional or more technically minded as a child? Definitely, I would say definitely technically minded. Younger I was, I mean, I was like trying to learn the craft and had a lot of eggs in the basket of playing the instrument well. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. I think different people get to it different ways. I think I've tried to distance myself from that approach in recent years, just because I feel like there's a tendency for me to get kind of gladiator-y with it, and that playing the instrument at times I think it's tempting for it to be an end. In and of itself, when it has to be a tool. Like playing the mandolin is just a way to get good music, out of oneself. And so I think I've been trying to distance myself from that approach, from the technically minded approach. At the same time, I think that chops have been wrongly vilified over the years, and that like there's some weird chasm in people's mind between chops and heart. And I think that in a perfect world, the former enables the latter. That you're sort of eliminating blocks within yourself, just like physical blocks, getting physical limitations out of the way, so that you can be a more pure voice or something, more pure musical voice. So I think they really go hand in hand. It's a good thing to bring up. It's certainly one of the things I'm thinking about the most.
Yeah.
What's that? This mandolin. Yeah. Well, the first time I ever played it in front of people was here. at a workshop. And it wasn't set up or anything then. Now it's all set up, feels good. Sounds good, feels good. I like it. This is a 1924 Gibson F5 from their factory in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And it's my baby. Yes, sir. Bach. Boy, not just yet, it's too early. I just got out of the car. I don't think it's, maybe towards the end of the thing, I don't know. Or maybe some slow Bach at some point.